Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hour number two of Dukes and Bell, back from Germany. Yeah, plenty of schnitzel. Pig knuckles were insane. I wish we could find somebody. Maybe somebody knows. I'll put it out there on Twitter. I bought a photo of some of the food and some of the things we consumed over the weekend.
You want to get some of that here in the A?
Man, I'm telling you, some of the brothers out there, I'm sounding like steak, some of the brothers, but some of the guys out there would go bananas. Have you ever had pig knuckles? It's like the size, this was like the size of a catcher's mitt, and it's like crispy. And it's just so good. And the pig has got to be about 800 freaking pounds, wherever they get this pig from, somewhere in Germany.
Real hog?
I don't even know. But one thing about being over there, and you know it from being there, nothing against, you know, America, but just the food tastes better because there's no preservatives and, it's not full of all the crap that we put in our food. So everything just tastes better, fresh, especially your salads, your tomatoes, your all that stuff. Anyway, back from Germany, Falcons taking on the chin, another game which we should have won. You did enough to win. Now, the defense, look, you gave up. It's hard to say, you know, our defense did a great job when you give up the career rushing record against the Falcons for Jonathan Taylor. I think it was Marshall Faulk's record. He snapped, I believe. But you didn't tackle him. There were some plays where, like, he's going to get his, just like Bijan's going to make you miss. But the one final run, which was the nail in the coffin, essentially, was the one that, you know, I heard Caden Ellis and others in the postgame say they thought they had him wrapped up and they just quit on it, which, you know, that's another part of the culture of your team is a little off center right now.
Yeah, it's odd because I think the frustration with the defense is valid. We understand 7 sacks, 2 turnovers, all that's great. The offense at the end of the day, Mike, did give you a lead under 2 minutes. And this is what's happened in the past couple of games, the past couple of losses that have all been a play here or a play there. You weren't able to make the one play you needed to. You had them, right? 3rd and 21. You make a different play there. Let's say Daniel Jones gets 7 yards on a scramble, not 19, 20. And it's a different ball game. And again, I'm not blaming the defense by any stretch, but the offense ultimately puts you in a position, and with under 2 minutes left, you couldn't hold.
But that's
it's frustrating.
Thing. Only in Atlanta could we say Jonathan Taylor rushes for 240, but the defense did its job.
Yeah.
But they did. If you in the flow of the game.
Right.
Because Daniel Jones, guys, coming off the 5 turnovers against the Steelers, 2 more against us, it's almost like, hey, we're getting close to crunch time, and Daniel Jones has realized it, and now we started getting back to revert to the old Daniel Jones because he looks very mediocre. To see him in person. There was also the 4th down stop on the first drive. If you're watching on TV in Berlin, we're thinking, oh, crap, here we go, right down the field. And then, boom, you get the stop. You got crucial stops. You alluded to it. You got them blitzing. Ulbrich is being aggressive. And then freaking Meathead Ulbrich only rushes 4, and that's when Daniel Jones converts that big, long 20 yards. Very frustrating. Carl's off today. I know Carl Dukes knows Shefty really well. He is off today for Veterans Day. I'm fresh back from Germany. And Adam's going to join us because he's involved with another special cause to help the fight against diabetes. First off, Shefty, how you doing, brother?
How is it going? Are you doing all right?
Yeah, man, just a lot of food, a lot of jet lag from being over there in Berlin. But, man, just so much fun, man. But the Falcons, real quick, before we talk about everything else, what is your take from what you see of the Falcons this season? We feel like we've got a lot of athletes, but the coaching is kind of leaving us lacking, plus the execution.
Well, they've been very inconsistent, right?
Right.
It's been up and down, hard to explain. I don't know exactly how they're and why they're playing the way they are. You can't really explain it. They've looked great at times and not at other times. So they're going to have to get that together and figure it out. It's getting late here early, so that's the situation.
A little bit of breaking news. I know you're on top of it, Adam, is Travis Hunter had season-ending knee surgery. Is this the end of Travis Hunter as a two-way guy? Is he need to find one of these spots and stick with it? Is that not in the best interest of the Jaguars' value moving forward at this point?
Look, he had surgery today. It just came out. He's going to be out for the season. And they repaired his knee today in Dallas. He will not be back this season. Mm. There was no additional damage beyond his LCL, but it was his a significant enough injury that he expected to return to full football activities within 6 months.
Oof. Yeah, we had so much hype about the guy, and it's just year one. He can bounce back, but what kind of star-crossed first season for him. Why did Daboll get got, but Shane keeps his job with the Giants?
Well, again, I think there are a lot of Giants fans asking that question today themselves, and it's a situation where they felt like they had to make a change at the coaching spot right now, and that was the one change they made so far. They say that the GM is going to be running the coaching search.
Okay.
It's good for him. That's what they say right now. We'll see how it turns out. A lot of people unhappy about it.
Is Matt LaFleur under, I mean, not a hot seat, but they want to take away the play calling? That was a tough game to watch last night.
Yeah, well, I woke up this morning and I was surprised to see that all of a sudden there were people saying he's on the hot seat. So,
not buying it.
Yeah. You know, you don't win in this league. You lose back-to-back home games to the Panthers and the Eagles. That's what's going to happen. And that's what he's going through right now.
Adam, I know you're very heavily involved with type 1 diabetes. We saw a really cool moment at the start of the NFL week. Mark Andrews, who's been dealing with it as well, saw a fan with a type 1 diabetes sign, went over to autograph, give him his gloves. And again, I know it's something that's affecting you personally as well. Why are you so interested in raising awareness?
Well, I appreciate you asking the question. We're having the conversation during American Diabetes Month, which is an important time to educate around the importance of early detection for type 1 diabetes. My wife, Shari, has type 1. Mm. So obviously the cause is near and dear. I've seen what it's like for her to manage the disease. And that's why I've partnered with Sanofi to raise awareness around the importance of screening for type 1 diabetes. It's a critical issue. To me, it's a critical issue to others. As my wife knows all too well, an unexpected T1D diagnosis can have serious impacts. T1D can't be prevented, but you can prepare for it. And that's what's important here, is to make a plan, go to screen4type1.com to learn more about T1D. Talk to your doctor about T1D and tell them you want to be screened or rescreened. Very important issue, American Diabetes Month. I just think it's a great time to educate people about the importance of early detection.
Right on. My dad was diabetic, and again, you got to take yourself. Also, got to take care of yourself. There's things you got to do dietarily and just common sense wise to stay in shape and stay healthy. Adam Schefter, the ultimate NFL insider from ESPN, with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline as part of our 4th and 1. All right, Schefty, we've seen coaches are getting got. You see a lot of coaches that are just kind of struggling. Did you anticipate the Commanders? Now, obviously, Jaden Daniels being injured takes a whole different trajectory. But did you anticipate them looking as poor as they did before he got hurt?
It's a team that was built last year. A lot of questions on defense. Didn't come through. It's an older team, and some of the players just have not come through this year. And when the quarterback's not healthy, and he struggled with injuries this year, like knee, hamstring, elbow, like a lot of different things. So it's not just one thing. It's just one of those seasons that's gotten away from them. Just like last year, they went through it where everything went right for them.
Okay.
And this year is the opposite of that.
Adam, look, people are begging for change here. I think we understand that. When I look at the schedule, though, When I look at the Panthers, when I look at the Saints, and I look at the Jets, it's one of these things.
We're not making the playoffs here. Don't try to
get
adamant.
That's not where I was headed, I promise. But, I mean, are you hearing anything from inside the building at Flower Branch that is, if they do this over the next three games, is there any mumbling? Can you give us any little piece of bread to give us some hope that maybe change for the better is coming?
Well, it looks like they have to turn around now, or it's going to be one of these tough seasons.
Yes.
I mean, they're at the brink. They can't afford to lose many more games here, right?
Right.
What's the record right now?
3-6. You basically got to go 7-1.
And they haven't shown that they can be consistent enough to go 7-1, which is the problem.
Right.
And so, you know, last year they were so close to winning that division. They should have won the division last year. They really should have.
Right.
And didn't get it done when it mattered in Washington. It didn't happen. Now they're struggling. Now they're not playing the way they should. And when you're 3-6, all these questions arise. And that's what's going to happen there in Atlanta. We'll see how they decide to handle it.
Yeah, I know that Arthur Blank, he gave Arthur Smith 3 years. And it just seems like you've covered the business for so long. It just seems like, just like in college, there's no guarantee you're going to get 3 years anymore. I mean, if it doesn't pass the eye test, you're going to get got. Adam Schefter's with us, guys, from ESPN, as we're talking about the NFL. The other thing is this playoffs, the NFC playoff picture, it just looks like there's so many teams that are just ahead of us. You know, we lose a tiebreaker to something like, San Francisco. Heck, we lose a tiebreaker to the Carolina Panthers right now. By the way, the Eagles, everything hunky-dory now, everything cool. Last year you had the soap opera with the passing game. A.J. Brown was placated, got that same soap opera this year. You still buy them to repeat? Everything cool with Philly?
Well, they won last night, so everybody feels happy today in Philadelphia. But the NFC is so loaded, and I think that's why it's going to be very hard for Atlanta. They're going to have to catch the Buccaneers and win the division to make the playoffs. They're not going to make the playoffs as a wild card, I don't believe.
Right.
You got the Rams, you got the Seahawks, you got the 49ers, you got the Cowboys. The Eagles. You got in the North, the Lions, the Bears, the Vikings. The Falcons' only path really is as a wild card. And I'm not ready to say the Eagles are the best team at all. There are so many good teams in the NFC, which is one of the problems that the Falcons have now. So Detroit's really good right now. Chicago's playing at a high level. The Rams and Seahawks might be the two best teams in football.
Right.
Like, it's a loaded conference. It's a loaded conference.
Again, guys, Adam Schefter's with us, the fight and raising awareness for type 1 diabetes to make sure screening. Give us again the link if people want to go get screened.
Screen4type1.com.
Gotcha.
And so go there, visit screen4type1.com to learn more about T1D. Talk to your doctor about T1D. Tell them you want to be screened or rescreened. Very important in this American Diabetes Month.
Hey, one last question about the Falcons. Just your opinion. Do you think Arthur Blank is a meddling owner?
Meddling?
Meddling.
I wouldn't say that. I would say demanding.
Okay.
I would say somebody that stays on top of things. Somebody that's not passive.
Right.
Meddling has a negative connotation to that, and he's done too much good in my mind to call him meddling. I think he's aware and active more than he's meddling.
I know you got a jet, but we were talking about it earlier, going back to when we thought we could make a play for Deshaun Watson. Nobody in this franchise ever wants to own whose idea it was. That's why I wonder, did Arthur think he could basically have the baby without the labor planes and go from Matt Ryan to a guy like Deshaun? Because for me, that's kind of where our organization kind of has gone off the rails since then.
Well, why does it matter that you didn't get Deshaun Watson? It worked out.
Yeah, oh no, it's a freaking disaster. But you also alienated Matt Ryan. So whatever our plan was with Arthur Smith, it just put us behind the eight ball as far as, you know, where we thought we were as a franchise.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you're buying my thesis, but it's okay. Hey, man, we'll be watching you on TV, following you on Twitter. And again, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much, guys.
You got it. Adam Schefter right there from ESPN. Hey, guys, a reminder, the third annual Brown, this is going to be a lot of fun, Brown Grass Charity Golf Championship. They say classic. I call it a championship because somebody like Archer is probably going to win it because he's really good at golf. It's going to be presented by Finley Roofing, guys. It's coming up Monday, November 24th.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Calendar in front of you. That's basically the Monday before Thanksgiving. So it's kind of a cool Monday for guys to get up there and play. Even if you can't play, you can still help benefit a great cause. Go to 929thegame.com, click the events page, and donate to Pets for Vets, a charity that pairs our nation's heroes with trained working animals. And we'll see you on the course Monday, November 24th for the Brown Grass Charity Golf Tournament. As I mentioned, Arch will be there swinging the sticks, and Arch was in Berlin, and Arch will be on Dukes and Bell next, right here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.